Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 82, for Wednesday, August 27th, 2014. Well, first day of DragonCon vacation, and I didn't get a whole lot done, because it was a day of driving. As I mentioned yesterday, we are working on the inspection for one of our vehicles. It sucks, but it's not a crisis at this point because this is not a vehicle that gets driven too much. But the battery died in the van a month ago-ish. And all the little sensors and stuff that need to reset after you completely lose power and you just have to drive for a certain period of time. Well, we haven't driven it enough. Yesterday, there were four codes that were... that were not showing as ready. And I think by the end of the day yesterday, there were three. I drove it a bunch this morning, drove it back over there. And I think after the first one, we were down to two. And one of the guys I was talking to says that we can actually get away with one. So I think I only have to get one more to go. Maybe two. I'm not sure. Who knows? This thing's crazy. But so I spent the morning driving around. No joy. I came home, ate lunch, then I drove east. No, I drove west. Doesn't matter, but I did. Drove all the way. We're in Union County, North Carolina. Drove into Mecklenburg County. Drove all the way over. Not that far, but still. Drove around, trying to vary my speed, trying to vary, you know, stop and go sometimes. Got on 485 for a little while so I could drive really up at speed. Drove back. No joy. So then I drove east. I drove through the rest of Union County and Anson County on the other side, over to almost to Wadesboro. Again, drove for a while at 35, drove a while at 45, drove for a while at speed, came back. No joy. Two. Still have two codes left. Like I said, I can't remember if we can get away with one, but we at least need one. I think we might even need both of them. I don't know. So it's not going to get done until, well, we may have... other family members try and do it again tomorrow, but we're not going to be able to really do much else to it until after we get back. So again, it's not a crisis. It's not a vehicle that, we drive a whole lot. It's just annoying. So hopefully, and doing that took up most of my day just driving. I did listen to quite a few podcasts. If you go listen to, or go look at my, podcast Flickr account, you'll see that, I did that because I had a lot of time to listen to podcasts in the car. I didn't get a lot of Dragon Cost done. I don't have a huge amount left. I have one little project that I need to work on as soon as I get off of here. It's not going to take that long, and it's not that difficult. It's just a little bit tedious, but that shouldn't be too bad. So I'm going to work on that when I get finished with this. And then the other mainly fun thing that I have to do, one of my favorite things, is pick out my T-shirts. We do some costuming, nothing crazy. But my primary costume for Dragon Con is a nerd, you know, cargo shorts, bag full of nerd junk, games and such, you know, schedules, all weird crap. And a nerd t-shirt. Yeah. I mean, Big Bang Theory has made this, you know, oh, everybody does it, but yeah. Been doing this a whole lot longer, Big Bang Theory's around. And I like to pick out good shirts for Dragon Con. I got to have at least one per day. I'll have enough backups that I'll effectively probably have two per day because some days you feel indifferent. You think you're going to wear this shirt and you decide no. I mean, some of it's what's on the shirt. Some of it's the shirt itself. You know, some of them are heavier than others. Some of them are black. Some of them are white. Well, I have at least one white one. That's a good one. You have a lot of black and grays, though, when you get into nerd shirts. And unfortunately, some of my really good favorite nerd shirts are getting on in age. And some of them are very uncommon. You don't really see them very often, and they're pretty much impossible to replace. And I'll just have to replace them with another cool shirt. And you can see plenty of shirts at DragonCon. You do see some funny ones. So I'll be picking my shirts out tonight and looking at some shirts. Thinking about what I want to get. Actually, Charlotte and I have been meaning to make a big shirt purchase for most of the summer and primarily because of me. We've never gotten around to it. So it'll be after Dragon Con before we do that, but that's okay. So that's one of my big things to do for tonight is to do that. And then finally, let's see, I was going to talk about one of the things I've been listening to is like Dave Slusher, for example, talking about the auto flattering that he can do with the plugin for Beyond Pod. I think it's called Beyond Flatter. As soon as I heard him say that, I was like, oh, okay, this is super cool. So I go getting ready to get it. And then I read that it doesn't work with the feeds that are imported through Feedly because you just lose information coming from Feedly. And apparently the Flatter information isn't there. And guess what? Currently, all of my feeds come from Feedly. And that's because I originally imported them into Feedly because Feedly was talking about having a clone of the Google Reader API. And I already had, both a JavaScript and a Python script, a JavaScript script and Python script that could pull my listening info out of a Google Reader API. And I like keeping track of what I listen to. And so I was like, oh, well, I'll do that. And then I'll suck it over into Beyond Pod. So then I'll have best of both worlds. I'll have Beyond Pod to do everything, but Beyond Pod's getting its stuff from Feedly, which is, has this API that I can use. I don't really know where the API is gone. They have like a limited developer access. The last time I checked, I had access to it for a little while, but yeah, they basically give you the last time I checked, and it has been a while. I think a 3 or 4 month period where I had a developer token and then expired it. And you basically had to show them what you were doing, you know, sort of thing. And I'm like, I'm not even really trying to write an app or anything. I mean, I conceivably could write like a Google App Engine project or something that could do this for more than just me. And I wouldn't mind doing that, but, I mainly want it for just me. So when that expired, I never really got back onto it. And now I've solved that problem a different way. Now the, I'm getting all that information in Last.fm as the podcaster listened to, you know, it's getting scrabbled. So I actually don't need the Feedly component anymore. So what I'm going to do probably after Dog Days Podcasting, I'm going to fix everything because there's just so many podcasts coming in and out that it's mainly marked red status because what I'm effectively have to do is export all my feeds out of Feedly, nuke my connection to Feedly, import all my feeds back into Beyond Pod, and then I'm going to want to be at a place where I am mostly completely caught up with things. Because I'm going to have to go in and mark a bunch of shit red, and I'm probably going to have to clean up a bunch of shit in Last.fm if all those shoot over. I'm not sure whether they will or not. But anyway, I want to be at a place where there's not a lot of things I'm trying to keep track of. And right now with the Dog Days feed, you know, there's tons. I'm like 5 days behind on the Dog Days feed. But we have a trip tomorrow, so I'll catch up. I'm going to download a bunch tonight and probably be listening to that all the way to Dragon Con, so I'll get quite a few knocked out then. But so once we're kind of caught up and we're back in a mode where I can pretty easily say, mark everything red in this, you know, Evil Genius Chronicles because I'm all caught up. Mark everything red in, you know, Security Now, and then unmark the most recent two because I know those are the two I haven't read. You know, same thing for Accidental Tech Podcast, etc. You know, once I'm more in that mode where I'm back into a slower pace with my feed, that's when I'm going to make the switch over. And once I make the switch over, then I can put the Beyond Flatter app on and start auto flattering. That'll be pretty cool because I'm getting some flatters. I'm liking it. I give flatters. I need to go and give some, and then I'll be auto flattering at that point. So it'll be great. So that's just some info. Obviously, it's nothing that's going to happen until after Dragon Con. But other than that, like I said, got some last minute stuff to do, and then in the car in the morning and heading to Atlanta for Dragon Con, having lunch with some friends, and then going in. So that's it for us tonight. This has been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. That's at kenzoid.com, KENZOID.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com, kkennedy at kenzoid.com. My Twitter handle is Kenzoid. My Google Plus and Facebook profile links will be in the show notes. And funny, yesterday I made the Freudian slip probably of absolution instead of attribution for my Creative Commons license. Dave Schlesinger mentioned it on online, and I have to admit now it's like I've never even thought of that before, but now I can think of almost nothing else. It's going to be really difficult to make sure I get my Creative Commons license correct. It's not absolution, it's attribution. So, and this podcast is Creative Commons licensed attribution share alike version 3.0 plus absolution if you'd like it. So there you go. Have a great day, great night, and hopefully we'll start seeing people tomorrow at DragonCon, because it's Thursday and it's on. Heck, you know, it's actually, I know people that are get there on Wednesday. I think I know people that get there on Tuesday, but Thursday it is full on. So welcome to DragonCon, everybody. Bye.